Bartage was a simple soul. Toting a hefty oak limb, he explained apologetically.
He was trying to run me through with a spear, so I had to stop him. Didn't think I hit him that hard, really.
His homely face broke out in a smile as he spotted Tassie.
Oh, look at what we got here, a red-walled dibbon.
Django had found his little son, Barty. The pair of them were laughing and weeping, hugging each other fiercely. Buckler smiled.
There's a happy sight for you.
Mumsy suddenly bustled in from the shrubbery.
A grand old sight, I'm sure. But 'twill look much better when ye clear them dirty varmint carcasses away.
Hiding his surprise, Buckler bowed.
Sorry about that, Mom. We'll get right to it.
The waterfall folded her paws firmly.
Sure there'll not be a bite of victuals for ye until this lot's floating downstream. Now, would I be wrong in saying that you're looking for more missing babbies?
Buckler touched his lips to her paw.
You'd be correct, my dear. Pray, where might we find them?
Mumsy smiled at Buckler, giving him a playful push, which almost sent him sprawling.
Will you listen to the silver tongue on that? And there's a creature with manners for you. Come on, then. Foller Mumsy, and we'll get you fed and acquainted with the little mites.
Skipper gave her an elegant rudder salute.
We'd be forever in your debt, me darling.
Mumsy dug an elbow into Django's side, winding him.
Sure, and there's another one born with his tongue in the honey pot. Well, flatter away, me fine friends. Compliments are scarce these days for an old wife like myself.
They followed her tortuous route, which twisted and turned until Sniffy scratched his head, declaring,
"'Tis a blooming wonder she doesn't get herself lost. I never seen a better covered trail than this, mates."
On reaching the waterfall's dwelling, they entered through the curtain of vegetation, which masked it. Guffy immediately hugged Skipper's rudder.
"'We knew'd he'd come for us, and sir. We were certing.'
Flib jibed the mole babe cheerfully.
"'Ha! That ain't what you were saying when we were locked up in that cave."
Django tried to hide his surprise at the sight of his daughter.
"Petunia Rosebud, is that you?"
The rebellious Gowson maid stuck out her chin.
"No, it ain't. It's Flib. See, me name's Flib."
The shrewd chieftain was equally stubborn.
"Well, me and your ma named you Petunia Rosebud. Flib, sounds like some kind of fish. It ain't a proper name for the daughter of a logalog."
Flib stood face to face with her father, eyes blazing.
"Well, 'tis the name I gave myself, and I like it, see."
Django was shaking from paw to tail.
Yeah, hard-faced young...
Skipper stepped between them.
"Ahoy, mates! What's all this? A fine pair you two are, bickering and arguing like enemies. What's the matter with you, eh? Django, ain't you glad to see your daughter alive and well? Flib, you should be happy that your pa came searching and found you."
Mumsy chipped in.
"Sure ain't it the truth. Ye should be ashamed of yourselves carrying on like two starlings over a worm. And what for, pray? Does it matter whether she's called Peculiar Nosebud, Flibberty Jib or Whiffled Splotch? Get some sense into your thick heads. Come here."